Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is the second take for Sekiro no Mori Dreamers. I did this last night and forgot to, my mic was muted. So yeah, same thing that happened to the show last time. I just gotta really be careful of that button. You barely see it, you don't notice it, but if it's not a green light on your mic, then you're not getting nothing. So let's go ahead and get started. Welcome. A table for two, please. Please follow me. We sat down at the table and made our orders. You really like that tiramisu, don't you? You order it every time. Yes, I like cakes to begin with, but the tiramisu here is a level above. Despite what happened to the previous restaurant, the new owners seem to have rehired the same pastry chef. I'd have guessed you prefer Japanese sweets. Why? It's just the impression your clothing gives off. Oh. Kirito opened her fan and slowly waved it at her neck. Yeah, I like Japanese clothing, but not necessarily the food. Well, I do like manju and ohagi and kintsuba. It sounded like she liked anything that was sweet. I took a sip of water from my glass. It might have been a bit weird to confess in a place like this. This place is always packed, isn't it? Yes, it's very popular. I mean, it's cheap and good. I even took a bus to get here. The atmosphere of the restaurant aside, there were people sitting right beside us, so it definitely didn't feel like it would be a good idea to do it here. Do you have time after this, Kirito? Yeah, I see. Then would you like to go to the Sekiro no Mori Park later? Okay. Is something happening there? I didn't hear of any festivals. Not really, though they're having the summer festival soon, I think. Really? Kirito nodded, her interest evidently piqued. I was about to invite her to go together, but swallowed my words. I could do that after the confession. It's so good. Now that I think about it, I haven't ever seen you eat here. I'm not really hungry at the moment. Hungry? How does that have anything to do with this? Ah, you mean like how sweets go to a different stomach and all that stuff? Yeah, I can eat delicious things like this even when I'm full. I wonder if that's why you have such a toned figure. Grandpa was impressed. But he also told me that he doesn't intend to give up on pestering you to join his kendo club. I see. You should totally ignore him, though. I don't even go nowhere near that dojo anymore. Well, it's not like you're bound to become overweight just because you like sweets. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm not. I knew that all too well. But I quickly cast those thoughts aside, what with it being right in front of me and all. Except, Kirito's grandfather had said it too. There was nothing wrong about being interested in the opposite sex. As long as you didn't cause some trouble, that is. But it might be a good idea to pay attention to his words. Huh, you want to do kendo now? No, that's not what I'm talking about. He mentioned something when we were at the hot springs. Ah, he did say something about having a meaningful conversation with you. Yeah. Oh, it was the same for us. The four of us had a very meaningful conversation, too. Kirito suddenly blushed and stared me straight in the eyes, then smiled. And that moment, I realized it all over again. I was in love with this girl. I definitely like this place, as long as it's not in the dream. Ah, speaking of which, this is also where we went when we first met. Yeah, the cherry blossoms were in full bloom back then, I think. That might have sounded a bit strange since we were in the same class, but it definitely felt like it was our first proper meeting then. I'd have probably spent my entire year without noticing her if not for what happened with Tono. That thought made me feel really weird. I couldn't imagine where I'd be without her and the rest of my comrades. I'm glad to see you've regained some of your energy lately. Thanks for your concern, especially when it must have been much harder for you. What? Me? I mean, your sister passed away. Yeah. Tears had streamed down Kirito's face as she held her sister's sunglasses. I'd never forget that sight. It was a sad ending, yes, but I and the rest of my family were prepared for it. From the day Sis left the house and began acting on her own, the thought of something like this happening was constantly on our minds. She said something along those lines herself. I'm not surprised. Yeah. So while it does make me sad, I'm not gonna let it keep me down. It'll be alright. I smiled at the strength behind her words. With no particular objective in mind, we leisurely walked along the park. Ah, that kid has a balloon. I wonder if they're having a picnic. Darn, that looks like fun. Oh, are these people practicing dancing? It seemed like everything was new to her, as she pulled on my sleeve excitedly every dozen of seconds or so. It was thoroughly endearing, which made me want to make this walk last as long as possible. But Kirito would probably start thinking about leaving once we made a lap around the park. I had to say it before then. There seem to be people reading too. It's nice to do it in a well-ventilated library with AC, but I guess it's not so bad to do it in fresh air either. Kirito. Her carefree response eased my tension, and so I said it in one breath. I like you. Huh? Is that true? Kirito stopped with a startled expression. Yeah. I see. Thanks. To tell the truth, me too. I like you too, Fukugami. Kirito, her words made my heart relax. Was that a confession? Like, let's be a couple and so on? Yes. I see. Then my response is yes. Thanks. Joy slowly filled my heart. I had a hard time looking up, and Kirito seemed to be the same. Her cheeks were a rosy crimson, and mine probably were too. Then we're a couple starting from today. Right. A couple, haha. With her eyes still downcast, Kirito let out an embarrassed chuckle. But if that's so, I feel we should commemorate it somehow. Like how? Maybe with a kiss, for example. Like right now? You think that'd be weird? I guess it would. No. I hurriedly reached out my hand. I didn't want her to change her mind. I truly would have liked to kiss her. I relaxed my grip as her eyes widened. I'm sorry, I must have surprised you. Not really. Her smile filled me with confidence. This kind of thing couldn't go smoothly unless both parties were of the same mind. It's nothing out of the ordinary. Okay. We regarded each other for a moment. It was the first time I touched her like that. Her shoulders felt so small in my grasp. I'd like a kiss too. Is that okay? We hadn't even done it yet, and I already felt like jumping from joy. What should I do? Just close your eyes. I touched her lips with mine and quickly pulled away. Did you do it just now? Yeah. That was so quick I didn't even feel it. Kirito closed her eyes, urging me to do it again. This time I pressed our lips together longer. My brain almost melted from a sudden burst of joy. It made my entire body tremble with excitement. Phew! Kirito's face had now become as red as a tomato. I felt my face burning as well. Aha! There was nothing funny, but we began chuckling. Eventually, as that petered out, she parted her lips. I'm pretty slow with these things, and all I know about them comes from manga. Which is why I wasn't sure if I was getting ahead of myself or not when I said it. But you look so serious. Which made me think it was a good idea after all. I cocked my head, not seeing the connection. I meant, I realized that a kiss would become important when you treated it so seriously. Oh, I nodded. Yeah, I think it's important. Yep. We began walking together with no particular goal in mind. Our shoulders almost touched. The distance between us was definitely closer than before. I was pretty sure it wasn't just my imagination. Just let me confirm one thing. Have you gotten over Madoka? I nodded. I see. I don't want to stick my nose into your past, but... I'd be really happy if I was the only one on your mind. And you are, of course. That might not have been enough, so I continued, as embarrassing as that was. You're the only one for me. Okay. Kirito blushed again. That made her even more beautiful in my eyes. So that means we're a couple now. Kirito flicked her fan a few times. I was just complaining that I had nothing to do over the summer break, but it seems that won't be the case anymore. Yeah. Anyway, right. I think it'd be better if we told everyone. Kirito fiddled with her phone. Yeah, the other two seem to be home right now. Would you like to come over to my house tonight? It's Sunday, so my family's around. It would be a good opportunity to introduce you. Okay. And so, we turned around and headed to the bus stop. Hatsune. She hesitated for a few moments. I'll tell her. Kirito nodded. Right. You never told me about earlier. Huh? Why you were running around in town? Oh, that's because I spotted you in the crowd. I was thinking I should convey my feelings at the earliest opportunity, and the only way I could think of seeing you was calling you, which made me hesitate. And then I actually saw you walking by. I see. That makes me happy. It's just like with the kiss earlier. You're so serious and earnest with me. I must have really been out of breath. Haha, yeah. But that makes me happy. Her words warmed my heart. Shizumiya and Arisaka were already waiting for us at the bus stop. Shinji is with you too? Ah, I see. She said that before even greeting us. You said it was an emergency, so we came as fast as we could. Sorry about that. It's fine, but what happened? I wanted to tell you that Fukugami and I have become a couple starting from today. I knew it. I see. That's a bit unfortunate on my end, but congratulations, you two. I feel the same way as her, but congratulations. Thanks. Thank you. That's all I really wanted to say, but since you came all this way, would you like to go with us? I'm gonna let my family know. Huh? You're already introducing him to your parents? Was that what was going on? I followed her without thinking, but... It's normal to introduce your boyfriend to your parents, no? Not really. You normally only do that when you're thinking about marrying or something. Ah, oh, I see. You're reacting like it's not even about you. No, I'm a bit slow with these things, so... Serena never introduced her boyfriend to the family, right? That's how it normally works. That's true. Then, I guess we can use this opportunity to discuss our future. What? Hey, that's not something you should talk about so lightly. Yeah. Then let's just say hi to my parents and that's it. I nodded. So what are you two going to do? I'll come with. It's not like I've got anything to do, and this sounds like it might be fun. Yeah. And so the four of us head to Kirito's house. That said, Kuroha actually got ahead of me. The first one of us to find a boyfriend. I'm sure it's all thanks to the things I've learned from shoujo manga. Didn't you say you were slow on these things earlier? I'd like to know how it all started. Huh? You already do, don't you? I suppose so. But now that I think back, I'm really glad I approached him back then. Back when? You probably don't know much about it, but one of our classmates, Tono, went missing sometime back. That was what led me to talk to Fukugami, since he was acting strange. I've never talked to him before. That basically was our first meeting. I see. That was exactly what I was thinking just earlier. A couple of coincidences here and there, and now we were suddenly a couple. I felt grateful for this turn of events. Kirito's grandfather and parents, whom I barely knew, were in the room. Introductions went simple and easy, relieving me greatly, but then her grandfather started persistently inviting me to his kendo school, which made things a bit awkward. Alright, I understand. Then how about I just make you an honorary member of our club? Honorary? Is there even a meaning to such a thing? No, Not really, but seeing your boyfriend's name among the ranks might make you want to return. Never, and I won't let Fukugami do it either. Yeah, and you got all this time in the summer. Yes, and I don't want to waste it on a stupid thing like that. What? That's quite a way to describe your grandfather's blood, sweat, and tears. Haha, you kept complaining how you had nothing to do all morning, but now it's suddenly like you're a different person. Yeah, I mean, I just found a boyfriend. Of course that'll change. That's a good thing. I had some tea and snacks, and by evening said my goodbyes and left Kirito's house. She walked me to the bus stop. I normally ride my bike to her place, so using a bus felt oddly new. I'm glad they weren't against it. What? Oh, yeah, I saw that happen once in a manga. But my parents generally don't really try to control my life. Besides, they probably already heard about you from Grandpa anyway. Really? Yeah, he can't shut up about people he finds worthy. Huh. I felt like he was overestimating me. Oh, but he's not wrong on that account. I think you're quite wonderful too, Fukugami. I mean, you wouldn't be my boyfriend otherwise. Haha, thanks. It was hard to believe people in school thought she was hard to approach. Her laid-back personality was definitely one of the traits I liked about her from the start. I think you're more wonderful than me. Huh? Really? Thanks. I wanted to talk for a bit longer, but the bus came. This was the first time I felt so disappointed to say goodbye. Well then, see you tomorrow. I'll contact you later. Okay, I'll be waiting. We gazed at each other through the window as I boarded the bus. It seemed that neither of us wanted to part ways. We had a habit of sitting down for some tea after dinner in our household. I lifted a steaming cup to my mouth as I fixed my posture. I felt that it might go more smoothly if Miss Miyako was present during this conversation. She always looked after and cheered us on after all. As such, it was only polite to let her know, too. Hatsune, there's something I need to tell you. I'm sorry, but the girl I like is Kirito. I see. That must have come out of nowhere for her, but she only nodded silently. Did you tell her already? Yeah, and she accepted my confession. We're going out now. I had a feeling it would be something like this. I always thought Kiriha suited you very well. Congratulations. Thanks. It hurt to say that since I knew how Hatsune felt about me. Miss Miyako regarded us with a calm look. Shinji, you don't need to walk us home tonight. We'll be okay by ourselves. Alright. See you tomorrow. Bye. See you. We waved each other goodbye and they left. This may have been the first time I saw them off at the foyer. Don't make that face, it's a waste of your cuteness. Judging from the earlier conversation, I suppose something happened between you two? Yeah, I confessed to him some time ago. Oh, that's impressive. Impressive? Even if you get your heart broken, the experience of having been in love builds you up for the future. Really? That's what I think, at least. Ah, but my feelings weren't good enough for him, after all. No need to cry. Calm down. I'm not crying. I'll make your favorite hotcakes tomorrow. You're not gonna distract me with food. Mom, I can't breathe. I admire your courage, Hatsune. You congratulated him. You congratulated him as he looked happy for the first time since Madoka passed away. You did it genuinely, from the bottom of your heart, didn't you? Yeah. Yep, I could tell. You're my pride and joy. And you're a little older today. Ah, Fukugami! Noticing me, Kirito hurried to my side. It made me conscious of just how our relationship had changed. Hello?
Konnichiwa.
We agreed to have a date yesterday, but we hadn't really decided where to go. I could have called and discussed that yesterday, but I didn't feel like doing it so soon after what happened with Hatsune.
Nanka, yakusoku no jikan ga machitoshikute, basuken no mawari o uroro shichatta wa yo.
I couldn't wait for it and ended up lingering around the bus stop for a while. Hmm? You did? I left pretty early, so I've already watched a couple of buses go by. Huh? You could have just come here then. I smiled. Yeah, but I figured I'd find you waiting if I rode the bus we agreed on. And I think that would have made me happier, so... I couldn't help smiling again. Despite her dignified appearance, she would say the cutest things like this, which made me fall for her even harder. But then, now that we're like this, I bet we're gonna get tired of buses real soon. Don't you think it's faster to go on a bike after all? Not really, especially in my kimono. You could wear Western clothes. Western clothes? Wait, didn't you say you didn't like them? Not really, well I guess that's a thought. Anyway, have you thought of something for today? Sorry, I haven't really. You don't need to apologize, I came up with something just now myself. If it's okay with you, would you like to go shopping with me? Ah, for Western clothes? Kirito nodded. Then we boarded the train to the town center. I don't really shop for clothes much, but I'm pretty sure they sell them in one of those big stores. Yeah, it feels kind of new to ride a train with you. Well, maybe everything is. Yeah. We held on to the handholds as the train moved. I couldn't recall ever seeing her do so. I don't really ride trains that much. What do you usually do? I don't have any serious hobbies, just read manga from time to time. Right, she mentioned she learned about relationships mostly from manga. And outside of manga, I like to look at fabric for kimonos sometimes. Really? Elderly aside, I'd never seen anyone our age wear a kimono before. That made Kirito attract quite a few glances on the train, especially since it fit her so well. However, she herself showed no sign of noticing it. What about you? I cycle and read books sometimes, I guess. When you say cycle, do you mean with bicycles like this? She painted a drop handlebar in the air with her finger. I rode normal bicycles before, but I never thought of trying something like that. Well, we don't need to go out of our way to match hobbies. Really? It feels kind of nice just being together. To be honest, rather than kinda, it was more like really, but I was too embarrassed to say that. Yeah, it's fun just riding a train with you. Mahoro mentioned something like that before, like what is the most important thing in a relationship. I'm pretty sure she said boobs. What? Oh wait, that's what I said. Oh yeah, she said it was feelings. How is it possible to misremember it like that? Feelings, huh? Yeah, I suppose, as long as our feelings match. Yes, exactly. It was probably something that didn't need to be confirmed with words, but Kirito said she was slow on these things, and so was I. As such, we had to move one step at a time, spelling everything out. We headed to the department store we bought the swimsuits at. Have you decided what kind of clothes you want? No, I wasn't thinking about it. I'll see first and then pick if there's anything I like. But Kirito didn't appear too thrilled after we entered the shop. None of these feel right. She asked for my opinion too, but I couldn't help much. Honestly, I felt anything looked good on her, but that sounded like empty flattery, so I chose to remain silent. In the end, we left the store with nothing. I'm sorry, it ended up as fruitless window shopping. I don't mind. Well, I think you're just fine with what you have on already. Anyway. Or what you have already, anyway. What I have? You were wearing Western clothes during the trip. I thought they looked really good on you. That I could probably be honest about. I see. Thanks. Darn, I felt so happy when you said that. Kirito cocked her head with a flushed face. Isn't that good? I suppose. Her lips curled into a smile as she seemed mystified by the idea. I'm starting to get hungry. Would you like to grab something to eat? Yeah. The restaurant we went to last time was pretty good, so we decided to go there again. Oh yeah, I forgot about it yesterday, but there's going to be a festival held at the Sakura Nomori Park soon. Would you like to go together? Yeah, definitely. When? Around Obon. I gave her the date. I live in this town and I don't even know that. I wonder if my life is a little too sheltered or something. We can expand your horizons together. That sounds great. After wandering around with no objective in mind until evening, we returned to the station. I wasn't lying about what I said earlier. Simply walking with her was loads of fun. Would you like to go swimming together? I like being active on my days off. Alright. But if we're going to the beach, will you wear Western clothes? Yeah. I think I'll be looking forward to that. Really? Yeah. Kirito stepped into the bus as it was about to leave. Well then, see you tomorrow. Bye. I have a date with my boyfriend tomorrow. Well, another date. I feel like I've done this before. Not like it matters. Tomorrow I'll be wearing Western clothes I'm not really used to.
Really? あんまりお世辞とか言うタイプにも見えないけど。
He said they looked good on me. I wonder if that was true. Fukugami doesn't look like the type to shower you with empty flattery, but...
私、昼間ったら妙に嬉しくなっちゃったのよね。彼にそう言われて。
I was so happy despite myself when he said that.
彼の手前をおとなしくしていたけれど、内心は小躍り状態よ。舞い上がってしまった感じ。
I'm trying to act cool in front of him, but my heart's dancing in my chest, constantly excited.
なんか、変よね。まあ、彼の言うように悪いことでもないだろうけど。
It feels a bit weird. As he said, it's probably nothing bad, but...Haha, having a boyfriend is actually pretty fun. I imagine I'd feel happy, but I never thought it'd be this fun. I wonder if this is also part of expanding my horizons. Yeah, I want to learn more, together with him.Kirito said she'd come with a bike, so we agreed to meet up right at the beach. It was filled with even more people than before now that summer break had started. Here she is! Although she wore different clothes, I wouldn't mistake my girlfriend for anyone. I waved at the bike that was approaching me. Thanks for waiting! Your brakes are pretty loud. Huh? You mean this sound, really?Having cycled as a hobby, I could probably catch little details normal people couldn't. I can tinker with them a bit later. You sure? Thanks. This is my mom's bicycle. I don't have my own. It didn't seem like she was very interested in cycling, but at least she knew how to. We headed to the beach parking lot. Yeah, that definitely looks good on you, though Japanese clothes do too.Haha, thanks. That embarrassed her yesterday, but now she gave me a smile. I thought it was quite wonderful. Thanks for waiting. Yeah. I couldn't help spacing out for a spell as I saw her swimsuit. I didn't stare as obviously last time when we were here with everyone, but... Kirito cocked her head. I silently shook my head and shifted my eyes to the sea. Let's borrow a parasol first.Okay, let's take this and find an empty spot, if there are any. Still averting my eyes, I pushed the sheet I brought into her hands. Phew! My heart skipped a beat at the sight of her swimsuit. It wasn't like I was seeing it for the first time, but this new sensation probably came from the fact that we were now lovers. After securing a place, I headed straight to the sea. Huh? Where's your swimming ring?I don't think I need it anymore. You taught me how to swim, remember? You sure? There are waves in the ocean. It seemed my doubtful tone suddenly made her uncertain. Huh? Really? Well, maybe I shouldn't go too far from you then. If you could hold my hand like you did in the river. Kirito clasped my elbow and pulled herself close. Our naked skin came in contact.What's wrong? It's nothing. She looked up at my face and cocked her head, but she didn't let go. The place she'd been touching felt unusually hot. Yeah, it feels kind of different from a peaceful river. It was pleasant to soak my overheating body in the cool water. I think it should be fine if we do this here, where it's still not too deep. I took her hand. Oh, okay.This is a bit embarrassing, though. I didn't feel anything when you were teaching me, but... Despite her words, Kirito squeezed my hand back. It was as though a jolt of electricity ran through my body in that moment. We had yet to hold hands after becoming a couple. This made me wish to touch more and for longer. After swimming, or rather, playing around in the water for some time, we returned to the beach.
やっぱ
Phew, I do like the sea, though. It feels so wide and liberating. I couldn't help staring at her body again as we got out. Worried that she'd notice, I was doing my best to avert my eyes, but then... What are you looking at? She cupped her hand around my chin and turned my head to look at her. My heart skipped a beat at the intimacy of that act, but it seemed to have embarrassed her, too. You're being weird. I don't come here much, so... It's probably because I kept looking below her head. Now I was staring right at her face. But that only made my heart beat faster. It kind of makes me sad when you keep looking elsewhere. I'm sorry, I'll stop that. Okay, haha, I wonder if I'm being selfish. No, I paused to find the right words, then continued. And I think it's fine, even so. I mean, you're my girlfriend. I see, haha. I placed my hand on the sheet, and she placed hers on top of it. That was all she did, but that made us chuckle. And so we spent the rest of the time savoring the warmth of our hands and gazing at each other's faces without getting tired of it in the slightest. In the end, we left the beach without swimming much at all. What do you think we should do for lunch? The sea house place we went to last time wasn't that good. Would you like to come over to my house? I could take a look at your bike. That sounds like a plan. I was going to be all alone at the house for summer break. It wasn't something we usually did, but Miss Miyako called me earlier and... I imagine you'll want to invite your girlfriend over, which is perfectly fine, but... I think Hatsune needs more time to take this in. I definitely appreciated her consideration. Haha, it feels so nice and relaxing to ride on the back. But this is really weighing me down. I didn't want her to misunderstand, so I didn't say it out loud. Her seat would creak every time I pressed on the pedal. I didn't really notice when I checked it, but the chain had completely rusted over. Not to mention her tires were almost out of air. I'm impressed you managed to come all this way on this. Huh? Why? Wasn't it difficult to ride it? Not particularly. Seriously? I just had to sit as it rode down the hill by itself for the most part. Right. What about getting back? Oh, that's right. I guess I'll have to pedal to go up that hill. Yeah, I'm really glad you'll fix it for me. Kirito squeezed a little on the arm she had coiled behind my back. The sensation was so pleasant it completely made me forget about the strain of the rusty bike. Though I was all out of breath. Am I heavy? No, not you. The bike. I didn't say anything because I was worried that she might have thought that. I know you can't be heavy. Huh? Why? I saw you in a swimsuit. Okay, now I made it awkward. The mood continued even after we went into my house. Are you okay with cold barley tea? Yeah, thanks. Perhaps I should tell everything to her straight. Hiding it would probably make it even more awkward in the long run. I placed a cup of barley tea on the table and sat down beside her. About earlier. I couldn't help thinking of your swimsuit all the time. I don't think I wore it backwards or anything. That's not what I meant. I chuckled. It's hard not to get curious about these things about the girl you like. I see. Kirito nodded multiple times, seemingly impressed. She looked happy, so I guess she didn't dislike the idea. That's why I kept looking away. What? Why? I mean, I thought it'd be rude to stare. I see. I Yeah, I've heard of that. Huh. So that's what it was. Is that something to be so impressed about? I smiled. Well, I don't know. Kirito gave me an embarrassed smile. In any case, it didn't seem like any of this upset her, which relieved me greatly. I led her to my room after we finished lunch. So this is your room. There was nothing significant there, but Kirito nevertheless looked around curiously. Huh? Wait, I thought you lived together with Hatsune. Not during summer break, they have their own apartment where they live. I see. Kirito nodded without a hint of doubt. There's probably no need to explain further. Ah, your homework is on your desk. Have you actually started it already? Yes, I'm doing it little by little every day. Impressive, I haven't even opened a textbook yet. I remember you mentioning you'd do it later. Yes, I'll start after the 30th. You make it sound like August is 40 days or something. You sure you'll make it? I hope so. That was what she said last time, too. It's all good and well to go out on dates, but maybe we should try to do homework, too. You mean you want to do it together? Yeah. Okay, that sounds good, too. Although usually laid back, Kirito was a serious person inside. Despite what she said, she'd always open the textbooks and study properly whenever we had self-study sessions in school. Let's go to my house when we do that. You sure it's fine? Yeah, there's no one in the main building during the day anyway. Then I'll do that. Kirito pulled away from the desk and slowly walked to the window. Someone else was living there now, but it used to lead to Monica's room. I was in my room with another girl now. The thought filled my mouth with a bitter, lonely taste, but the happiness I currently felt far overshadowed that sensation. It really makes me feel like your lover when I'm intruding on your privacy like this. Yeah. I wish I could invite you to my room. Is there a reason you can't? Yeah, it's kind of small. Just how small is it? No, it's more like I haven't really organized it well and... Oh. My parents and grandpa keep calling me sloppy, and I'm trying to clean it, but... Then I'll keep that as something to look forward to in the future. Thanks. After a while, I moved to fixing her bike. It'd probably be better to change this chain altogether. Can you do that? Yeah, it's not that hard. Just, I'd like to know I have the permission of the owner if possible. Alright. I gave the bike another look as Kirito fiddled with her phone. Yeah, it'd be faster to change rather than try to fix most of these parts. Mom's saying to go right ahead. Roger. We headed to the neighborhood cycling shop. Kirito. Can I hold your hand? Kirito nodded and I took her hand. We already did that at the beach, but with water around, it felt like there was still something in between us. That changed now. I've seen a lot of scenes like this where a couple holds hands and all. It looked like nothing from outside, but when you do it yourself, darn. Kirito didn't say the rest, but I could read it from her expression. My own chest was filled with bashful feelings of joy. Sadly, we had to let go of each other's hands as we reached the small store. Just wait a second. I'll get what we need right away. Okay. I said that mostly out of disappointment at having the part. I've been thinking about this since we held our hands at the sea, but I'd like to hold hands more often. I see. To be honest, I was thinking the exact same thing. Kirito's cheeks reddened. It's quite mysterious now that I think about it. I don't have any experience with this, but I clearly felt it. I wonder if it's kind of like how animals can start walking without the need to be taught. I understood what she meant. The innate desire hard-coded in every human being. And when you actually follow that instinct, it feels so nice. Me too, besides your skin is pleasant to touch. Really? I never took much care of it. Done. Oh, it even looks different. Amazing. Try riding it to see if everything is working properly. Okay. Kirito sat down on the seat. Ah, it feels so light. I never knew city bikes were like that. I'm glad to hear it. Kirito rode forward and back along the street in front of my house a few times. It seemed there were no other issues after all. Thanks, I'm sure my mom will be happy too. Tell me if you ever need any help of this kind again. I figured I might as well use this opportunity to see your home. Yeah. I think I prefer bicycles after all. You don't need to part ways at the station. Yep. In that case, I guess I better get used to wearing Western clothes for a while. She said she didn't dislike Western clothes, but it was obvious she still preferred the kimonos. You said they look good on me, right? Yeah. Okay then, but kimonos look good on you too. Haha, thanks. Ah, this slope is nice when you're going down, but... I'm glad you fixed it. There's no way I'd have gotten up this in its previous state. It's still quite amazing. Not everyone can get up a slope with a city bike, fine-tuned or not. You really think so? She kept saying how she never wanted to do kendo again, but her natural physical aptitude was quite something after all. That's probably why her grandfather wanted her to join his school so much. Phew, finally. Well done. Yeah, see you tomorrow. Yep. Haha, I can't turn around if you stare at me like that. I was about to say the exact same thing. Kirito looked around for cars, then laid her bike down and walked to me. Kiss me. My heart skipped a bit at her unusually sweet whisper. Mindful of the place, I just lightly pressed our lips. Yeah, it really makes me happy to touch you like this. And this is way better than holding hands, too. Yeah. We would have probably continued this for a while if we weren't in a public place. We had to pull away as a woman with a young child appeared from below the slope. See you then. Yep, until tomorrow. I watched her disappear into her house before finally leaving myself. Alright, folks, so that's where we're gonna end off for today on the second run of this. And we'll do more Security Tomorrow Dreamers next time. Sorry I had to do it twice, but sometimes it happens like that. This is the Grimlord, and I am out of here. See you next time.